amazing figure. So you will the praise and the glory. We pray this morning that I will be changed in the church of death. Well, I'm preaching your word in the Lord understanding of the soul will be saved. Saints will be strengthened. And know that a prodigal will turn around and make their way back to the Father. And so bless the word of God as you said, we try to share it with your people. God, forever will give you praise. Restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today, Invite the uninvited. I want to entitle this particular message, Why Did He Invite Him? Because that's really what they're saying in verse 7. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Put it plainly, they are saying, why did he invite him?
All right.
Why did he invite him? Listen. Jesus, this takes place before, maybe on the day before Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. The day when they put palm branches out.
Right.
Saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, save now. And they proclaim him to be king of the Jews. This seems to be the last encounter before that took place. It happened on that road, amen, from Jericho to Jerusalem. And he's in Jericho.
Right.
Let me tell you, Jericho was a good place to be. Jericho is called or referred to as the fat city.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Because of its it had so much to offer. Jericho was like Palm Springs of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Jericho had rose gardens and palm trees. And the name Jericho means perfume because you smell all the scents of the around you of many plants and trees, and the aroma was such a welcoming aroma. Amen. Everybody wanted this is. This is the place to be. It's the upper class.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the place where everybody aspires, who wants to live well. If you want to live well, you need to go to Jericho, because that's where all, amen, the big money people hang out.
Yeah.
Jericho. So Jericho was a great place to live. And Jesus wants to pass through Jericho.
Right.
But now, as there was a gentleman in Jericho who may say that about him, and he heard that Jesus was going to pass through.
Right.
And his name was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming through. And the Bible ahead of the crowd, and then he climbed up into the sycamore tree.
Yeah.
We were the sycamore fig tree. He climbed up in so he could see Jesus. Listen. But the text tells us some things we need to look at.
All right.
About Zacchaeus. Look at verse 3. And he sought to see who Jesus was. He heard about it, but he wanted to have some clarity.
Yeah.
See for himself. But could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature.
Yeah.
Why did he invite this short person? Why did he invite him? This short guy, he finally knows. He kind of estimated the average height of a person during Jesus' time. By digging up the ruins, body skeletons. He said the average height was a little bit over 5 feet. So you can imagine
right. How
short Zacchaeus was. If he was shorter than anybody else.
Yeah.
Amen. But don't look down upon him because he's short.
Right. Amen.
Because if you really look at it, it says he was short in physical stature. But all of us,
come on now,
are short in spiritual
stature. Amen.
Isn't that what the Bible says?
Amen.
All have sinned.
Yeah.
And come short.
Yeah.
Okay, glory to God. We all have come short. There's none good. No. Not one. And because we've all fallen short, sometimes that causes us to feel small. Our inadequacies.
Yeah.
Our insecurities.
Yeah.
Causes us to feel small.
Amen.
Because we've fallen, we're always falling short of feeling worthy.
My Lord.
Not good enough, Psalm 50, but it still loves me.
Thank you, Lord God.
Anybody hear what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
Anybody here, you never felt shocked, felt small because of your failures, because of your struggles, because of all the places you weren't invited.
Yeah, my God.
All the parties you weren't invited to. All the dates you weren't invited on. Have you ever felt short?
Yeah.
And looked over and left out like a leftover? Zacchaeus had some shortcomings.
Yeah.
But we all have.
Amen.
Short.
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
I wish I had a witness.
Amen.
And sometimes though we really think if we have a couple of wins, a couple of victories, we really feel tall. You feel like you're tall more or spiritually than others. Because you're a church boy. Go to church makes you feel a little tall. Than others that don't go to church. taller than you, you see us taller. We do that sometimes. We do that. Amen. If we want to see a child, we just compare ourselves to somebody else.
Yeah. All right.
Then we say it's more messed up than us. Well, we feel righteous. And we feel like, oh, we're God. Because we're comparing ourselves to somebody that's shorter than us. But I want to tell you, if we compare ourselves to the true standard, and Jesus is the true standard. And because we don't reflect the glory of God just as Jesus reflected the glory of God. Amen. So we are to compare ourselves to Jesus.
Right.
And
right.
We all find ourselves falling short.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
When you compare yourself.
Amen.
To Jesus, you have to have the right measure. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
Now, I hope the good thing about it, the good thing about it is when you see your shortness.
Come on now. Yeah. Yeah.
When boats, back in the day, ships got in trouble, they were sent out of SOS.
Yeah.
Said, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
If we need somebody to come help us, I'm in trouble. They were sent out of SOS. Three days, and they sent out of SOS so that you would know, amen, from the telegram that boat was in trouble. They sent out an S-O-S. So what I'm trying to say, when we see our shortness, we need to cry out to the one. That's a good thing about being short. It's a good thing when we see our shortness, because we cry out to the only one that can help us. And we see Zacchaeus. So I think Zacchaeus had a pre-salvific experience. And God was making a move in Zacchaeus' life, and Zacchaeus saw his sharpness, and therefore he was seeking a savior.
Right.
Well, so I'm hoping. That's why
my Lord.
You ought to be inviting people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the people that God leads you to are people that God is doing a pre-salvific work. He's going to save them, but he's doing that before salvation worked in them. And now they're experiencing, they're actually, maybe for the first time in their life, seriously seeing their shortness.
Amen.
Sure. But we see it in the Bible.
Yeah.
Because he cried. The harvest. It's harvest time for that kid. Jesus said, I say that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. It's time for that kid to be harvested.
Amen.
He called God to do the work in him.
Amen.
And he sees his shortness. Amen. Before God, amen, sent the word to him of the gospel, we could understand it and believe it and trust in him. We had to have that SOS time when we saw our shortness, saw our sinfulness, saw our stubbornness, and then we gave ourselves to him.
Right.
You gotta see it.
Yeah.
You gotta see it to believe it. I'll just have a witness.
Amen.
So that's why y'all invite me. Because somebody out there has seen their sinfulness. But not only was he sharp, but look at this, what Esther says about him. Let's look in verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief. state.
Yeah, yeah.
When democracy was in danger.
Right.
And there was a riot in the Capitol. Amen. And it came in there with those flags, those stars and bars that represented, amen, the old South.
Right.
Amen. The same stars and bars that were there when many of our people got lynched and mistreated. The same stars and bars that represented slavery.
Right.
And they had the Confederate flag that they so cherished in the White House that represents all the things that the South did, the whole, and the cruelty that happened to black people throughout, amen, that time, as they attacked, and even that crowd, even called some of the police officers and capital
right.
officers that had skin like ours, calling the N-word out of their name.
Right.
But the problem is, and I can kind of see that, because we've always been treated wrong. And I can kind of see that, but the problem I had was the black folk on the wrong side.
Yeah.
How can you be with the other side when the other side is against you?
Right.
How can you be cheering, amen, and standing by those that hold a symbol of your oppression?
Yeah.
How can you be on their side
right.
when they're calling so out of their name? That's what you call a sell.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
So Zacchaeus was not on the shark. But Zacchaeus was a sinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was against his own people. He joined the enemy. Against his own people. To oppress his own people. And he filled his pockets.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
He was a sinner. I was one thing. He didn't come cheap. He said, it said he was rich.
Right, right. Yeah.
And you know, see, sometimes you think you're rich. But when the Bible says you're rich, you're rich when the Bible says you're rich.
Yeah.
He was rich, he was wealthy. And something I want to look at that. I wonder, you know, sometimes it is, some say this is the rock, and probably is the rock to some extent. But sometimes they say that short people have what is called a Napoleon complex. They're like Napoleon. Napoleon was short. He compensated for his shortness by being such a strong and tough and confident kind of person.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I'm short.
Yeah.
Well, but I can lead this army and we can defeat anybody.
Yeah.
So he overcompensated. I wonder, was the reason why that Zacchaeus was so rich was he trying to compensate for his short?
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh yeah, I might be short. But my money's tall. I might be small, but my bank account is big.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all gonna hear me.
Yeah.
Y'all said, I'm short, I live in a big house, a big car. Yes! I mean, you're come, yes, say what you want about it. But hey, you ought to look at how long the zero, how many zeros I got in my account.
Yeah.
You think I'm short. But one thing I'm not short on, I'm not short on money.
Yeah.
You say, he was rich. Had a big house. If you had an account with that, you'd have a big car.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus would be riding. Zacchaeus would not be driving a Prius. Zacchaeus being a Bentley.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me. Zacchaeus would have a drive. Zacchaeus would have a limo. Zacchaeus would have whatever he wanted. Amen.
Yeah.
He'd be in a Maserati. Zacchaeus would have the best that he'd be in a Rolls Royce. He'd have the best that money out there. He may have a whole garage full of them.
Right.
You can be, listen, you can be so broke that all you have is money.
Mm. Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's okay, good. Yeah. Wow.
bad to be so broke that all you have is money. Because he was hated and despised to be accepted. Yes. That's why I think that may have something to do with why the crowd wouldn't let him get a good view.
Yeah.
Every time he tried to coach. Don't let him. You know how much he charged us? He ruined our whole family. We lost all our land because of him. We kept him in charge. We like lost our home. All these things. Amen. We have chicken. We couldn't even help our people because he was charged us that he worked for the enemy. Don't let him through. That kid ran through the crowd, all the crowd. And I can see why they were complaining. Why they saying, what do you do about him? He got shortcomings. He's a shout-out. Jesus, why did you invite him?
My God.
Nicholas was that kid. He ran ahead of the crowd. He had an SOS going on.
Yeah.
He saw his own sin and he ran up the sycamore tree. Now, I'm glad of the sycamore tree because the sycamore tree, amen, the branches go out down low.
Right.
And some trees where the trunk was strong. He was one of those trees that had a long trunk. He had never made it. But because the sycamore tree, the trunk goes, I mean, the trunk is sharp. And then the limb, he got up on the branches. Amen. He was able to get in the 4 feet plus step up on the branches. And he went over that crowd.
Yeah.
To see Jesus. Because there was an SOS in his heart. Yeah. He had saw his own sinfulness.
Yeah.
I wonder him being a tax collector. If he had, because y'all remember when Jesus first called Matthew threw a party.
Right.
And Jesus was there.
Right.
Now you have to understand, tax collectors don't have too many friends.
Right.
So I wonder if one of the people that invited the Matthew party was another tax collector named Zacchaeus. Or even if he wasn't there, maybe some of them, you're a tax. Amen. When you're a despised, you better hang out with other despised folks. And came to Zacchaeus and told him what Jesus had did and how Matthew's life had been changed. Matthew said, I see. I've heard about him. I've heard things about what he's doing. But I need to see him for myself. But all the hours, I thought, amen, if I had enough money, I thought if I had enough power, I had the house. I had a car, I had a wardrobe. I thought that was satisfying. But I got all that, but I'm still empty. I still got a hole in my soul.
Yeah.
And the house, yeah. And the car,
yeah.
And the money.
Yeah.
And all that woman, I got to find somebody that can fill the hole,
yeah,
in my soul. There has to be something that can fill the hole in my soul. Maybe this Jesus that everybody's talking about, this miracle worker, this great rabbi, this man that has problems, can tell me how to feel a home in my soul.
Yeah, that boy,
When I tried everything else and it's not working for me.
Come on now.
Maybe he's
in there, yeah. All
right. For Jesus.
My Lord.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in
here.
My Lord. Yeah.
Come on now.
Jesus already knew the situation.
Right.
Verse 5. Verse 5, 4. He climbed up the tree to see him. He was going to pass that way. And verse 5 says, when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, you remember a couple of sermons ago when we talked about the woman on the well? He said the same thing. He said, I must go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Samaria.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to find a point.
Yeah.
I got a point.
Yeah.
And I got to keep.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody left me a savior.
Yeah.
Somebody left me an invitation. I got an appointment I can't keep. So right now, he said, oh, I got another appointment.
Yeah.
That gives, so now I must.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
We got an appointment that you didn't know about it, but I got an appointment with you. Yeah. Wait a minute. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. He said, Zacchaeus had been looked down on his whole life.
Wow.
Said you're nobody. Look down on him. He's trash. Like he's unworthy. Zacchaeus had been looked down
on
his whole life.
Come
nobody
down.
Thought much of him. Yeah, thought he was a thief. Thought he was a sellout. Thought he was sneezing. Thought he was scandalous. Thought he all those bad things. They would say about him. He heard the crowd whispering. He had been looked down upon his whole life. That's why they said when he went home, when he took Jesus in half, why did he invite him to a sit down?
My Lord.
But said Jesus, look
up. Come on now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
When you invite somebody, don't look down. Look up.
Right. Yeah.
Because even though they may not do it, no, Jesus, even though they may be lost, but it's still the image of God in me. And as long as a person has the image of God, that's what you're looking up to. Find something you can admire, something that's special about that person.
Right.
But they're God's image. They ain't never been looked up to before. They ain't never been treated with the respect that you've been shown before as a believer. They've been made to feel like a nobody over and over and over again. This is your chance to make them feel like somebody.
Right.
Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus.
Yeah, call him by name. Yeah.
He know my name?
Yeah.
You know what that kid's name meant? Meant purity.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness. Holiness.
Wow.
Goodness. When his parents had it, because parents in biblical days, they just didn't talk about a name like,
right.
You know, names like little names. Now they had significance.
Right.
When they gave a child a name, it was a prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It was a prophetic name. Jesus, as you looked at that child laying in the nursery, he was born, and you gave him that. Your naming of the child was a prophecy
right.
of the child's future.
Right.
So his parents wanted him to be good. And his parents wanted him to be just and righteous. And pure, that's what they had named him. But some were calling him by other name.
Yeah.
Sell out. Sleazy. Scandal. Crook.
My God.
Short as deep. Gangster.
I want to honor his name.
Right.
Amen. When they picked me up, amen, from filling out the 7-Eleven, I was honoring his name.
Yeah.
Some of the other things that I did, amen, going into people's houses, hey, from bigger houses, having a clubhouse meeting, and all the other things that we did, I wasn't honoring his name. You cannot live in my life and say it was honoring his name. Well, you know the thing I like about God? When God comes to you, he don't care. He'll meet you right where you're at. But he knows your name. He don't only know what you are now, but he knows what you're going to be.
Yeah,
he knows what you're going to become.
Yeah,
he knows your potential.
Yeah.
He has a prophecy about your purpose. It is in your name. The only reason I can live up to my name, because he taught me.
Yeah.
When everybody ever calling me, amen, out of my name, he taught me by my name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that when you are correct, when you're the winner straight, he don't tell you by your street name.
Come on now. Come on now. Yeah.
But he called you by your saved name.
Come on now. Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me. After God that I know could come to you when everybody looking down on you,
thank you,
and call you every name in the book, and he'll look up to you,
yeah,
and say, Zacchaeus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Look at Zacchaeus. But what I want to tell you about Zacchaeus is if you look at those last two letters of his name, Zacchaeus does.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen.
We.
Yeah.
That fall short. We that have scandalous.
Amen.
Shall I come out? We show God out. We show God as a peasant. We show God as a paralytic. We show God as a power.
Yeah.
We show God as a possession. Amen. We are shout to the God of the universe.
My Lord.
Amen. I don't know why he should invite us to sit down with him.
Because
we don't deserve it. We don't deserve to sit down with the one that created the whole world. We don't deserve to be to say, come down.
Yeah.
Let's have a sit down. Tell you, when you invite somebody, if you invite them, you see, you don't have to invite them, you can invite them to sit down anywhere.
Right, right.
Talk to them about Jesus.
Right.
When you invite them to a sit down, remember it's a sit down and not a showdown.
Come on now. That's brilliant. That's good.
Because with a showdown, you're shooting at somebody.
Right.
Trying to see who quick to draw you, trying to take the other person out. Sometimes when we call ourselves witnessing, told them to my Christ, we're just pointing out all their failures, all their shortcomings, and we're not looking up to them. He says, hey, man, say, sister, say, brother, man, I see something in you, man,
that
our community,
that
our world can really use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see some talents. I see some abilities. I see some things in you that are amazing. And I thank God put those things in there, so he can use you.
Right.
You got a purpose.
Yeah.
That plan for you.
Yeah.
All right. Don't you lie over there, don't you doing this, man? Smoking dope, drinking, chasing women, chasing men. That's a showdown.
Right.
You need to sit down and say, hey, man, God can use you. Have you ever thought about giving your life? And then tell them, then you might get a chance with it. If you see him listening or she's listening, you can tell them about what happened when you gave your life.
Come on now, yeah.
Say, hey, don't think I've always been like I am now. And I still, even now, I'm not all I want to be.
Right.
I gave my life to me one day. It's amazing what he does. I took that on. Jesus sat down with that. I don't know what they're talking about. But that year they come out the same way.
Right, amen.
Once you encounter Jesus,
come on down here.
Really encounter him.
Yeah.
Really get to know him. You can never be always to have a witness.
Come on now.
You can never ever be the same again. Look at what happened. Zacchaeus went over there and had to sit down. In verse 8, then Zacchaeus Matter of fact, Lord, you might want to go ahead and leave now. He said, no, 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 I got an appointment. I can't leave. I can't. Let me hear what you're saying. I'm exactly about to repeat it. All the reason why. All the ways he messed up. All the time. All the thoughts and faith. How many times he messed up. I don't even know why he messed up. Lord, just leave me. Leave me. But Jesus would not leave.
Thank you, Lord God.
I was broke. And all I had was money.
Yeah.
But now I got something. There's so much more than money. Jesus said, today.
Yeah.
Today. Salvation.
Yeah.
Has come.
Yeah.
To this house. What would you have with us today? Hallelujah. Why invited you to sit down? Why did he invite him? Because he knew. Amen. Because he didn't get him to sit down.
Yeah.
He changed his life. Why Simon Sinek, great leader of guru, says, thing you gotta know before you do anything is the why.
Come on, that's real.
You gotta know the why.
Gotta know the why. Yeah.
You gotta know the why. The why. The belief, the call.
Yeah, the purpose.
That the thing, that underlying thing that motivates you to get up out of bed every morning.
Right, right.
That thing that makes your life worth living, the why. Why did he invite him? And Jesus tells us why in verse 10. Jesus said, hey, the reason why I'm on earth, the reason why I came all the way from heaven down, I was going to seek and to save those who are lost. Yeah, I'm not telling you, but sooner, in a few more days, they're going to beat me and they're going to take me up the Calvary. And they're going to nail me to an overrunning cross on Friday. Why? Because I came to seek and to save them that are lost.
Yeah.
They want to come down from the cross and save yourself. But I could not come down because I came to seek and to save those that are lost. And I'm hanging on the cross. And Jesus is going to say, Lord, remember me. And I'm going to say, this day you shall be in paradise. God, I came to seek and to save the lost. And I'm going to stay there until finally, amen, I'm going to submit my soul to the Lord and go ahead and die.
Yeah.
But that's not all. That's not all of the story. But I'm going to take me down from that old rugged cross and bury me or bury me in a bar or two. I'm going to stay there. All Friday night, I'm going to stay there. All Saturday, that Saturday night, but every Sunday morning, I'm going to get up because I came to see and to say, those that I love.
Yeah.
That's my why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to know your why. You got
to
know your why. Because life will have ups and downs.
Yeah, Lord.
And if you don't know your why, you quit. Yeah, you give up.
Yeah,
but when you know your why, you say, I got to go all the way. I come through first. To turn around now. God got me here for a purpose.
Yeah.
I got a reason to be here.
Yeah.
Every morning, wake up with your why in mind. I got to invite somebody. I got to invite somebody to sit down with me. I got to invite somebody to the church. I got to invite somebody. Because my word is, amen, I'm a loving community of disciples who make disciples.
Yeah.
Who make disciples.
Yeah.
So they can make a difference. Yes, they can. Locally and globally.
Yeah.
And globally. For time and eternity.
Yeah.
Unto the glory and supremacy of Christ. That's our word. That's why God has said 8 miles every Sunday.
Amen.
And then the 7 days, because I'm trying to make disciples. That's another way of saying it.
Right.
I'm trying to make disciples. That's why I've stayed here, go up and down for 38 plus years.
Yeah.
Because now I've got a wife.
Yeah.
And when I wanted to go home, when I didn't want to come back home, Jesus had to ask, what's your wife?